The program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. How nice to have you with us on this Tuesday morning. Expressions applied to Christianity. It makes an interesting study to look in the different terms or things that Christianity is called in the New Testament. Yesterday we briefly talked about the word testament or covenant. Today I have a new word for us to consider. In Mark 16, verse 15, we have a record of what we call the Great Commission as our Lord speaks. Let's read this verse and see what it says. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Jesus said to preach the gospel. In this word gospel, we have another word that is synonymous with Christianity. What does the word gospel mean anyway? The word gospel simply means good news or glad tidings. They were to go and announce the good news throughout the world. Good news. Early in the ministry of Jesus, and even when John the Baptist preached, he preached the coming kingdom. And it says Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom, the good news of the coming kingdom that some would see come, even in our lifetime. Well, we know that this was not the gospel in its fullness, because that wasn't realized until Jesus had died and been raised from the dead. And in the 1 Corinthians letter, chapter 15, the first few verses there, Paul tells us what that gospel is. He says, Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel by which you are saved. And he said, If ye keep in memory or continue in what I have preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. And then he went on to say how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried. He was raised according to the Scriptures. And he says this is the gospel. He calls the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ the gospel, or the good news. And that's right at the heart of all of it. Man's problem involves sin and death. Job had asked the question in Job 14:14, If a man die, shall he live again? And the whole human race had been a suffering, dying race without hope, with many questions unanswered. Now, with the coming of Jesus Christ into the world, the Scriptures say that he has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, through the good news. So here's the good news now, that Jesus has been raised from the dead. He's the first fruits of those who slept. And Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. He says, Do you believe this? And he says, Because I live, you too also shall live. So what good news it is to know that there is hope of life beyond the tomb and that we can live forever. It's no wonder the Apostle Paul said in the first chapter of Romans, verse 16, as he had declared in the verse before, he was ready to preach the gospel at Rome also, and he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it's a power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek or the Gentile. Oh, the good news! The good news of hope of life after death, and that this is not all of it. The good news that God shall wipe away all tears, and there be no more death, nor sorrow, nor suffering, because these are former things that will have all passed away. The gospel, the good news. And we're to believe this in our hearts. According to the 10th chapter of Romans, we're to confess it. Not only are to believe this in our hearts, the 6th chapter of Romans, verse 17 says, as Paul was thanking God for the Romans, that they had obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered to them. They had obeyed the gospel. And that's what Paul said in Romans 10:16. He was concerned that all men had not obeyed the gospel. We believe the good news of the resurrection of Christ, and we obey it. Obey the death, burial, and resurrection. When we repent, when we die to sin, when we are buried in the watery grave of baptism, even as Jesus was buried in the tomb, and even as Jesus came forth from the grave to live forever, we come forth from the watery grave of baptism, a new creature in Christ Jesus, with hope of everlasting life. Yes, Christianity is the gospel. It's good news. Thank you for listening today.